and how fast it was moving.
I'll be on the bridge momentarily,
Harold told her, then paused to consider.
Take us to condition two. This doesn't feel right.
The dimmed hallway lighting of a night shift watch had returned to the bright of full operations by the time Harold left his cabin. Condition two had alerts going off all over the ship, but they were quieter things than the full battle station's alert, targeted by the ship's computer systems to the crew members who needed to join the night shift. Liberty had been designed by Terrans, based on Imperial technology, and a few things Harold wasn't supposed to talk about. Less modular than Tornado, the first hyperspace ship Harold had served on, it had also been designed by a militia that had earned its spurs in battle. The most immediate consequence of that was that the captain's cabin was less than 12 steps from the bridge, and Harold entered the massive two-tiered horseshoe that ran his warship mere moments after telling Lion he'd be there. The captain wasn't an immense man, but he'd long since cultivated his long red hair and bushy beard into an image far larger than he was. Technically, his hair was a violation of the uniform regulations the militia had inherited from the pre-annexation United Earth Space Force, but Tornado's original crew